Welcome, Eagles, to another episode of Trad Cat Night Radio. I am Eric Ajewski, founder and owner of Trad Cat Night, your one-stop website for all the day's latest church apostasy and end-time news. Get the tradcatnight.blogspot.com daily. Invite your friends, family members, church members to this website, this apostolate. It's highly unique. We're going to cover topics that are uncomfortable to most Christians, and try to demonstrate and show to you very vibrantly how these are the times that our Lord warned about. The Blessed Virgin Mary has been warning us for quite some time now as it relates to what's going on in society, as to what's going on in the church. Now, Trad Cat Night is featured all over the alternative media circuit, and I'm doing my best to keep you up to date on all the latest happenings from around the world as we head closer to the fruition of the Third Secret of Fatima. That's right, folks, it's going to get worse. The formalized One World Church of Apostasy is close, as Our Lady was trying to warn in the real Third Secret of Fatima. Please subscribe and click the notification button right now here on YouTube. In the event that my YouTube does go down, you can check out these podcasts across the plethora of platforms that I'm found on, whether it's Veterans Today, Minds.com, PewTube, BitChute, Steemit, DTube. For your phones, you can access the apps and search Trad Cat Night. I'm on iTunes, Google Play, Player.fm, SoundCloud.com, and of course the sister site TradCatNight.org. I encourage you all, folks, for those of you who have not gotten into this information war yet with a financial contribution, please do so. You can now contribute via your own currency, via PayPal. So get to the website along the right-hand side, the upper right-hand corner. Click the PayPal button. Get behind this apostolate. Again, we've got weekly podcasts coming to you. We've got live call-in shows on the weekends. We had two great ones this past weekend. And I've got another great special guest coming to you this weekend, Deborah Tavares. We're going to be discussing a whole lot of topics. Just got off the phone with her, 5G. We're going to be talking chemtrails, blockchain, the global depopulation effort, specifically here in the West. We were just talking, according to some models here in the United States, by the year 2025, they want to reduce the Earth's or the population here in America by about 80%. And I've been saying that now for quite some time now, that the majority of Americans are not going to be living through this next decade. And I'm sure Deborah is going to be talking about this one specific model that she was discussing with me. But we'll save that for this weekend, Saturday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, with Deborah Tavares coming on around 7:30. You can also find Trad Cat Night material across any major social media outlet, Twitter, Facebook, Google Plus. I'm most active in the traditional Catholic Facebook page. So you can go, if you've got a Facebook page, go and search traditional Catholic. Join us, like 18,300 members, something like that. And that's where a lot of people are participating these days. And for today's shorter program, shorter segment, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the passing of Planet X / Nibiru / the Black Star, this binary system which is approaching us, and its paganistic connection. Of course, we see what's going on in the Vatican. We see commentary by Francis. And it's truly nothing new, though, as it relates to the false ecumenical program. We've had John Paul II being blessed by Shiva witch doctors. There's videos out there where you see John Paul II sitting around, you know, half-naked women from the Amazon, and they're dancing around and doing whatever they're doing. Same thing with B16, Benedict XVI. So it truly is nothing new, but Francis is going green, folks, for more than one reason, right? Of course, with his famous Laudate Si encyclical. Without question, folks, the New World Order agents of evil are very clever. They have solutions to the world's apparent problems, which ultimately entangle men into their nets. we often see these days when one particular group is being held down, they often prop them up with the old quote-unquote equality routine that we are accustomed to. Masons and socialists and Marxists love to capitalize on social inequalities, and anti-Pope Francis being one of them. This is without question. He's following these principles which have been condemned by the church. Then there is the whole war on poverty scheme, which is ultimately going to end up lead us into the worldwide socialist republic, just as the pre-Vatican II popes warned us of, specifically Pope St. Pius X. I have no question that if I were to show Pope St. Pius X the website of Maitreya, shareinternational.org, I believe he too would say that he is the Antichrist as well. However, there is an area that is often overlooked in this endgame jigsaw puzzle, and that is, how could Rome ever return to ancient paganism as the early church fathers had warned of? Well, this is where Planet X or Nibiru or Blackstar, as Terrell Blackstar puts it, Terrell Croft, this is where this comes into the equation. How will Rome ultimately arrive at paganism? This is where the whole environmentalist aspect comes into play. This propaganda is fueling the new age. Many of you know I keep track on a daily basis of all the latest earth changes and how they are affecting us. Folks, we have to understand. I understand global warming is a communist hoax, but there is climate change. Our Lady warned, even at La Salette, of these earth changes. And many of you should know, you traditionalists should know, that the weather would get really weird shortly before the 3 days of darkness. And we're seeing that. We're seeing all of these earth changes. Take a look at what's been transpiring in Hawaii even over the last month. So yes, indeed, there is climate change, but it's not as the New World Order would have you to believe. Are all these changes the result of you not recycling, carpooling, and shutting off your basement freezers in the winter? Is it really us causing the problem that we see around us now? Absolutely not. And it's downright comical that the New World Order agents of deception would even attempt to take this angle, but they have. We know that they're controlling and manipulating us on every level, whether it's socially, politically, even what's coming out of the Vatican. You are being manipulated. You are being lied to. This world is a world of lies. I sat and thought about that this morning during my morning reflection, just truly how I'm almost like kind of disgusted to still be here, honestly. It's just, this world is just nothing but lies. Geoengineering. We have to consider this aspect. The reality is that the same very men who point the finger at us, right, and say, we're the problems, we got to tax you more, we got to take away more of your liberties. No. These same people who point the finger at us are controlling and manipulating the weather, at least to some degree. Many people even think that most of the latest hurricanes that we've been seeing, certainly not in recent times, but in times past, have been geoengineered. So they blame us to some degree, right? The New World Order. But it's them. But what is their end game? That's the question. Well, for starters, it means they now can grab more control through taxing us. Taxes are simply another method of control from their perspective. The New World Order must be in control of every area of life. They get their jollies off of it. We are like lab rats running to them. We are like lab rats, excuse me, to them, running in this maze. It's that demonic, folks. It is just that disgusting. The most important thing to consider is that they now can start cramming down our throats how we are personally destroying Mother Earth. Don't get me wrong, we have to be good stewards, but there is an agenda involved here. Just like there's an agenda in terms of trying to take care of the poor these days. This is how the socialists get away with their propaganda. It's kind of like how the Jews needed a quote-unquote Holocaust so they could get across their agendas now and hide behind the farce of anti-Semitism. They say they are doing what is in the best interest of the common good, but is this what Pope St. Pius X said of these heretics? He said this: it will be a tumultuous agitation sterile for the end proposed, but which will benefit the less utopian exploiters of the people. Yes, we can truly say that the Cilion, its eyes fixed on a chimera, brings socialism in its train. This specifically is applied to the Vatican and can be applicable since Vatican II. Exploiters of the people. Who are the true friends of the people, Pope St. Pius X said? Not the revolutionaries, which certainly would be equated to the Vatican tours. It is the traditionalists, he said. I assure you the intentions of these evil men are evil, yet they cover it quite well with their smiles, thinking they are advancing and progressing society, they say. No, they're leading us right into the arms of Lucifer himself through his soon coming false prophet and Antichrist. So, what about Planet X? We have to keep the proper perspective. We must recall what Father Malachi Martin said on the matter as he read The Real Third Secret of Fatima. And I just did a piece on him four days ago, speaking on The Real Third Secret of Fatima. The new age, right, just as we traditionalists are waiting so in the wings for this great restoration period, the new age, too, is awaiting the pass of Planet X to kick things into gear in terms of their propaganda, in terms of their programs. They're just laying down the format right now. They're laying down the highway, so to speak. The cars are not yet rolling on that highway, but they're laying down the pavement for the highway. The reality is that our current Earth changes are due to this approaching space body, and largely speaking, which most researchers estimate to be 7 times the size of the Earth. Maybe that's a weak estimation. And in my opinion, as I've been warning people, if you're new to this apostolate, there will be a star sign given. It's probably going to be in 2022 when these two stars are slated to collide and a third star will remain up in the sky. This probably will be Maitreya's star. And that's what's kind of eerie about the situation is you get these Talmudic satanic Jews talking about how they're messianic era will start in 2023, and if we got this star sign somewhere in 2022, that timeline seems to fit, because at that point the world will be so bad they'll be looking for a new messiah, and it'll be very much in mockery of the star of the Magi following the true Jesus. Planet X is causing most of these Earth changes, and as things get worse, the new world order will scream, "The Earth is dying, look at what we're doing." And they already have to some degree, by the way, but it'll get worse. So there's already a movement right now of praying to Mother Earth, which ties directly into the whole environmentalist propaganda. Anti-Pope Francis even got in on the deal by saying, "The Earth is our mother," as he stood alongside some pagans. And again, it's per Vatican II teaching that pagans don't have to convert to the Catholic faith. No one does. Just obey your conscience, and you're cool. We all worship the same God. We're all one, right? Maitreya's oneness that I've been warning you about. So now we're moving from a man-centered religion of Vatican II and turning toward the earth and soon the Antichrist himself, because he will quote-unquote save us from our problems. The only real problem in all of this is people's ignorance and lack of critical thinking skills in order to piece all of this together. The early church fathers warned, folks, for those of you who are new to this apostolate, that Rome will eventually slide back into ancient paganism. And this is why, in my opinion, Benedict XVI is the long-awaited end-time pope to flee Rome, that will soon be driven out of Rome due to all of the stress going on in Europe in the not-so-distant future. In my opinion, Italy will soon experience a frightful revolution. Then Russia will eventually move through Europe and enter into Italy, as Blessed Aiello warned. Folks, the New World Order is a big sham. We know this. And the more people and the more people follow the mainstream news, the more susceptible they are to following any number of these bogus programs that they have. So as Planet X continues to get closer, it will obviously get worse, but then after Rome returns to ancient paganism, right, as Planet X heads back out into deep space, this binary system, mini solar system heads back out, then they can say at that point, once the formal New Age religion is established, that Mother Earth has been appeased. See, we have arrived at truth now, right? Because according to Vatican II, we're still searching, we're still in the search for truth. And they ain't gonna, these heretics aren't gonna find their truth until it's formally said that humanity is all one. We've all been one all together. We all worship the same God. And even if you don't worship a God, you're still cool too. We're all safe and it's all good, they will say. No, folks, all is not good these days in Rome and in the world in general. In fact, the Vatican was struck by lightning yet again on this particular feast day of the Rosary. Now, this is going back some years. 2016. Our Lady is sending a very strong message to the heretics who occupy our churches these days. You are not the problem on a certain level. Speaking on the natural level now. We're all the problem in terms of sin. This is why God is allowing us these bad leaders. This is why He's allowing the New World Order to apparently take over. Because we didn't do our part. We didn't pray enough. We didn't go to Mass enough. We didn't obtain the sacraments enough. We didn't care enough. Well, what happens when you don't care enough? Two hearts start to drift. Not that God's heart can drift from us, but that our hearts drift from Him. And when He sees you doing that, in order to call you back, He has to punish, He has to chastise. So folks, in the end, please don't believe that you are contributing to the next tornado out in Kansas because you didn't conserve energy in the latest round of your dishwashing. And no, hurricane, quote-unquote, tax you more, did not arise because you owned three vehicles. Rather than Francis tell us we need to examine our conscience more on these topics these days, he ought to examine how more idiotic he is and how he is making himself out to be. These freaks will not stop at any cost to attempt to control and manipulate, and at the same time, laugh at us in the process. It's nefarious. It's diabolical. It is flat out evil, folks. This is not coincidental, as Father Malachi Martin warned. Now, don't get me wrong, there may be some who are following this Vatican II sham program in its entirety and think what they're doing is actually good, and that's because they're truly ignorant on what the church taught before Vatican II. It's that simple. The problem they do not see is that Our Lady is raising a divine army for the Lord right now as we speak, and will continue to expose the evil of our times. Perhaps when the comet eventually hits, they will say, Mother Earth is demanding more taxation from the peoples. And as sad as that sounds, we will still have some sheeple that will gobble that up. And folks, it is in Catholic prophecy that we are hit by a comet. St. Hildegard talks about this end time comet. Make no mistake, the New World Order is capitalizing on the passing of this binary system, Planet X, specifically Nibiru, whatever you want to call it, Black Star. I'm not even going to get into the semantics and debating on what we should call it, because there's numerous things in this binary system. In order to further their globalist environmentalist propaganda. Ultimately, this new turn, if you will, is leading Rome to a return to ancient paganism, just as the early church fathers said. The real problem is Planet X. The reaction they seek is, we must protect the Earth. We have to protect the Earth. And this is probably where the UFO propaganda is going to come in too. You'll probably, once they disclose that aliens are here and they actually start talking, these ascended master characters, that's probably one of the angles they're going to take. You're destroying the Earth, people. this is what we have to do. And they're going to come up with all these programs and tell us to follow it. And they're going to have these sort of create these pseudo miracles where people will actually follow what they say. And the solution of environmentalism is ultimately bringing us to worshiping the earth itself. There's a wanted poster in heaven, and Rome has its name on it. Beware, folks, because God's wrath is hard to behold. Francis has said, we have, in a sense, lorded over nature, over Sister Earth, over Mother Earth. I think man has gone too far. And again, I encourage you all who have not read Pope St. Pius X's Unmasking of the One World Religion, the Church of Darkness, as Blessed Emmerich called it, to read the encyclical Notre Charge. The Third Secret of Fatima is very clear, folks, that the apostasy would start at the top of the church. Now, for those who keep constantly coming back to Eric, oh, stop talking about Planet X. It's so conspiratorial. It's not in Catholic prophecy. Yes, it is. It's not only in Catholic prophecy, it's in Scripture, the sign of the Son of Man. When people see this particular star, this particular planet, it's going to show up as a red cross in the sky. And this is what the whole world is going to see. It's going to be Christ showing the world, hey, you New World Order knuckleheads and Mr. Antichrist yourself, I'm still in control. The cross will be seen across the whole world. And Christ, to esteem Catholic mystic Marie Julie Jehenny, from her prophecies, her autobiography, page 273, it says this: in the eternal wisdom, I have my purpose to preserve life for an immense number of Jews, because on that day of my rejoicing, I want to confound them. This is Jesus talking. The ungodly eye of all those souls will remain open because I want them to see my power. I preserve it, them to see with their own eyes, the radiant planet I will have coming out from the remotest parts of exile under a frightening storm of fire. And under the signs of my anger, the whole sky will be crossed with bolts similar to the ones my father thrusted upon the world when I offered myself for the ransom of my people. This is from perhaps the greatest mystic ever in the Catholic Church. And I put her even ahead of Padre Pio. She held the stigmata for 65 plus years. It was more profound. And she held it longer than Padre Pio. And her prophecies are frighteningly accurate today, exposing the apostasy in the church, exposing all these earth changes, exposing all of the agendas that we're seeing with the New World Order and multiculturalism and you name it. And so we have these warnings. And for those of you who are not privy to what Cardinal Manning had said in relation to this apostasy, I want to go ahead and repeat it. I know Father Kramer and I repeat this pretty often, especially to those pseudo-trads who just don't get it. They can't process that there could be not only a general apostasy in the church, even though we've had all types of crises in the church, Arian crisis being one of them. But Henry Edward Cardinal Manning said this in his book, The Present Crisis of the Holy See, 1861, page 88 to 90. The apostasy of the city of Rome from the Vicar of Christ and its destruction by the Antichrist may be thoughts very new to many Catholics, that I think it well to recite the text of theologians of greatest repute. First, Melvenda, who writes expressly on the subject, states the opinion of Ribera, Gaspar Melus, Bigas, Suarez, Bellarmine, and Bosius, that Rome shall apostatize from the faith, drive away the Vicar of Christ, and return to its ancient paganism. Then the church shall be scattered, driven into the wilderness, and shall be for a time, as it was in the beginning, invisible, hidden in the catacombs, in dens, in mountains, in lurking places. For a time it shall be swept, as it were, from the face of the earth. Such is the universal testimony of the fathers of the early church. Now, folks, if you're following the mainstream now, and you are following the norm, right? Vatican II. You've got to follow Vatican II to be a Catholic. And you're being driven and driven further into the one world religion. You are moving in the wrong direction. Jesus said in Luke 18:8, "Think ye, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth?" Our Lady at Lazarus said there would be few holding the faith in the end. This was the time, the end of all ends. You few who see clearly. If you're in a group of 10 and you are not in the minority on these subjects that we talk about, you're in the wrong. You're on the wrong side of the fence. So get used to it. Don't think you're going to fit in. You're not going to fit in these times ahead. So get over it. And to those who would argue that the Catholic Church is Roman Catholic in a certain sense, and that Catholicism is inseparable from Rome, I refer to them to the allocution given by Pope Pius XII in 1949. He says, "If there ever should come a day, we say this is a matter of pure hypothesis, when the physical reality of Rome were to crumble, if ever this Vatican Basilica, the symbol of one invincible and victorious Catholic Church, were to bury beneath its ruins the historical treasures and the sacred tombs it enshrines, even the church would not by that fact be overthrown or undermined, because the promise of Christ to Peter would always remain true. The papacy would continue unchanged, as well as the one indestructible church founded on the Pope alive at that time. Thus it is, Rome the eternal in the supernatural and Christian sense is superior to the Rome of history. Her supernatural and eternal truth are superior to an independent of that historic city." So we have to understand, I've been saying this now for quite some time now, there will be a formal schism in Rome. The One World Church of Apostasy will be set up in Rome. Benedict XVI will flee with some minority of cardinals. I believe the true papacy will end up in Fatima, Portugal, eventually. We may be without a pope for at least 2 years. And during that period, How is your faith going to hold up? If you can't process things right now, how are you going to possibly hold up at that point when the one world religion is formally established under the false prophet and everyone's taking the mark of the beast around you? Are you going to go with the flow and the masses still then? Or are you going to stick out like I do right now? We have to be eagles. We were meant to be eagles for our time. And this is what Our Lady is calling us to. This is what our Lord is calling us to. We've had various warnings from Pius X, who even said there is good reason to fear lest this great perversity may be, as it were, a foretaste and perhaps the beginning of those evils which are reserved for the last days. So don't call me a nutter and a conspiratorial freak, because you might as well call Pope St. Pius X that too. He even said the Antichrist might be alive during his time in the early 1900s. Pius XII said this: "We believe that the present hour is a dread phase of events told by Christ. It seems that darkness is about to fall upon the whole world. Humanity is in the grip of a supreme crisis. Mankind must prepare itself for sufferings such as it has never before experienced." Keep in mind, he went through World War I and II. Yes, World War III is going to be worse than World War I and World War II combined. They have technology now that can kill billions in a day, easily, if they wanted to. And so when I was talking with Deborah Tavares for a brief period this afternoon, I said I've been on record as saying that when the dust settled, not only is America getting a facial reconstruction, right, with the passing of Planet X, you'll see coastlines flood out, I do believe, that the new Madrid area will open up. You'll see a whole body of water run down the middle of this country. And that, I have said in general, in conjunction with civil war, revolutions, with the Great Culling coming, the epidemics, of course, World War III, that the vast majority of Americans wouldn't be around in the next decade. And I still hold to that. So the number of 80 to 85%, that sounds sounds on the spot to me. And in general, from Catholic prophecy, we know during the 3 days of darkness alone, 3/4 of the world perishes. So folks, in saying all this, again, the bottom line is truth going hand in hand with charity. We all have to do a better job on a daily basis. We got to stay in a state of grace. We've got to move forward to the Sacred Heart. We've all just got it. We got to dig deeper. myself included. I have to do a better job. We all have to do a better job. We all have to start looking out for each other, especially those who identify themselves as Catholic. And for us traditionalists, unfortunately, we've got to raise our voices and say why Vatican II is wrong, where things are headed, why we have to be separate from that. We can't be a part of heresy. And folks, I encourage you all to get to the website on a daily basis, tradcatnight.blogspot.com. I'm going to try to get another podcast up, another podcast or two up this week. And again, as I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, you can now donate within your own currency. PayPal did some recent updates, and I hadn't been in there in a while, but checked it the other day based upon an email that I got that I didn't sign off on some of these pending donations. And sure enough, yes, you can donate now in your own currency. So please do so wherever you are in the world. And I know we've got it. This is an international blog, and we have a following basically from every country. So, my good friends, click that PayPal button. Get behind this apostle. If you got questions for me, things that you're seeing in your own diocese, your own articles, your own videos, your own blog, send them to me. I've been actually getting up quite a few pieces from people who are giving me their analysis and things that they're seeing, what's happening in their own diocese. Send it to me at apostleofmary@hotmail.com. Again, we got Deborah Tavares coming on this Saturday, the 23rd. The 24th will probably be a solo show. If not, I may bring on another special guest. So maybe we have two special guests this weekend. I'm going to see how that goes. My good friends, until next time, I ask you all to continue to keep me in prayer. Continue to pray the rosary. Take time out, at least an hour of your day, even if you're married. Silence and solitude. Break away. Continue to live inwardly, outwardly. Continue to ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to guard your heart, guard your tongue, guard your mind. We're in a fight here. It's getting more and more acute. More and more devils are being released. There are more and more temptations on a daily basis, whether it's through sins of the flesh, whether it's through temptation to despair, whether it's temptation to leave the Catholic faith altogether once you find out and you know you've been lied to and you know you've been manipulated. It's like a human reaction. Like if your girlfriend did that, the natural thing is to break. Well, in a certain sense, yes, we have to break from those heretical churches, but no, we're not breaking from the Catholic faith. Just like during the Arian crisis, there was a lot of masses set out in the deserts and barns and dens and things like that. They had to keep away from those quote-unquote mainstream churches. That's what we have to do these days, unfortunately, because people don't want to accept the truth. They don't want to keep the truth. They want to, pardon this expression, but fart around with the truth, compromise with it. Well, you know, and God hates that even more than you just being completely cold-blooded, if you will, against the truth. Tepidity, laxity, lukewarm. God can't stand it. He said, I will spew you out of my mouth. He would have rather seen you just been cold-blooded over these topics and just not cared at all. And this is why I'm so adamant against the pseudo-trads. This is why I'm hated so much. But they are compromising, in the very least. The false right crowd must be avoided. My good friends, until next time, keep your wings spread in faith and hope. Faith over fear. Flight over fright. Ave Maria.